John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
On November 7th, the Doobie Brothers are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they've got other plans as well, and here to tell us about it is Tom Johnson. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell me about this box set, because the Quadio box set is available now on DoobieBrothers.com, and it's in quadraphonic?
It is, which is something I hadn't heard about for a while.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've never owned quadraphonic, but everybody I knew that did back in the day was knocked out by it. They were just amazed. And I remember them doing quadraphonic mixes in Amigo Studios, which is where we did a lot of our recording then. And it was amazing to sit in there and watch Don Landy, who was our engineer at the time, and he'd be putting all that together. And it's like going to a movie, in essence, you know, where you hear sound coming from behind you and in front
right.
of you and side, and it's just, you get lost in it. It's pretty amazing.
And I remember it well, but who has a quadraphonic system anymore, and what happens when you play quad sound on a stereo?
Good question.
I'm about to find out.
I don't know. But apparently there's enough people out there that would be interested and they wouldn't do it, so...
You know, because of the pandemic, I can't remember where we left off, but I do remember the announcement of the Doobie Brothers, the whole band going out with Michael McDonald. Now, just refresh my memory. Did that tour happen? Did it come to an end? did it ever get off the ground?
Never got anywhere. It's not that it wouldn't have gotten anywhere. We were going to start rehearsals last May, but and we would have been out in June. That's when we were going to start it. Unfortunately, the pandemic hit and everything went south.
So is Mike McDonald a bad luck charm for you? Because back in the day, when you had that ulcer and you couldn't go out on the road, right? Mike McDonald filled in. This time you try to bring him in and the whole tour doesn't happen.
I don't look at Mike that way. I look at Mike as a gift. I thought he was awesome, man. I mean, obviously I didn't want to be in that particular situation. But as I was, for somebody to come in and take the band and keep it going and have great success, you couldn't ask for a better thing. And I like Mike. He's a good guy.
Let me ask you about getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think took far too damn long for you guys.
Say that often. I won't disagree with you on that either. Better late than never, right?
Yeah, that's for damn sure. So how does it feel to get in? And unfortunately, again, because of the pandemic, you're not getting the whole hoo-ha. But then again, that's a lot of speeches you will not have to sit through.
Well, we all, the three of us, did give speeches. They're not that long. And we all filmed them in our respective houses. So it's Michael, Pat, and I doing those. And they were filmed for HBO. And then there's I always call it a presentation, because there's videos in it. There's vignettes from back in the day, like early on, as well as music, as well as interviews with guys in the band, as well as lots of footage of us playing live in all eras of the band, including just a couple of years ago with the Beacon. So all eras of the band are represented there.
Does that still feel the same as what you thought it would feel like getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, having never done it before, I didn't know what it was going to feel like.
Well, whatever you expected it to feel like,
I don't think so. I had planned to play live. We all planned to play live.
Right.
Which is what we love to do. And, interact with the audience and make it a big deal evening and accept the awards. And to me, it's really a big honor, because a lot of the people that I grew up listening to are in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they've all had influences on my music and directions I took and stuff that I listened to endlessly.
Do you feel, every year when we're going through the list of the people who are nominated, and from the get-go, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then there's lots of other... Yeah, there's lots of other bands that are getting in there going, that's not rock and roll. Do you feel uncomfortable with that, too?
I do scratch my head sometimes.
We'll ask you on November 8th.
There you go. It's not my call. I'm just honored to be there, because a lot of people are rock and roll. A lot of the people, as I said, were influences on, I think, everybody in the band. I feel honored to be there. It's just really cool.
When you guys rehearse with Michael, do you ever have to turn to him and just say, pull the yacht back a little bit?
I never thought of that.
Give it a shot. He's actually pretty cool with it.
No, we've toured with Michael before. It's not like the first time we've ever done this.
Uh-huh.
Starting in 76 when Taking the Streets came out, I was on that tour.
Right.
And then in 77, I actually formally left the band. I took a year off, and then I did a solo album, and then I did another solo album, and I toured on both of those, and then I was playing in a band around here, and then we got back together to do all those benefits in 87, centered around the one at the Hollywood Bowl for the vets, Vietnam vets.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that came the reunification of the band in 89, and we haven't quit since.
I got to tell you, Tom, every time I see you guys, whether I see a video of you guys doing a concert or you did a show for us a couple of years ago, it is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable that, you know, first off, the amount of hits that are coming at you, but the performance is so over the top. It's so good. I mean, folks, if the Doobie Brothers come to town someday when people start doing concerts again and you've never seen them, do whatever it takes to go see them because it is a spectacular show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We do work at it. It's not like we just go out there and it's
gonna I know.
We do a lot of practicing, and it's a job, but it's a job we all love, and we're very fortunate to have it. We don't take it for granted.
Well, the Doobie Brothers Quadio box set is available now on doobiebrothers.com. They will be part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame production that happens on, what is it, the 7th is
yeah.
when it happens?
Yeah.
All right, on
yeah,
the
7th.
Tom Johnson, our guest. Tom, thank you so much. I probably won't speak to you until at least next year when hopefully you're touring. So happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And to you.
You take care.
You guys have a great one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.